We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
It's a horrible song, I know. It's Mark's Madness.
What? Who's describing
it? Who is this?
Future.
What is this?
Oh.
It's one of my least favorite songs ever, but Mark's Madness.
So I thought he's Dallas's finest.
Huh.
I like his voice. I don't know who he was before Saturday night, but he walked out Errol Spence of the ring. And so that's on the playlist now. And I'm just like, I can't understand him, but I like the song.
I was planning on playing some St. Patrick's Day music because it was yesterday. But then you guys would get the wrong idea that I'm pro Sully and Murph. I didn't want that out there.
That's a fair point. You can't get too crazy with it. I mean, they're so happy. Yesterday, it was like the Messiah coming back to Boston with Conor McGregor in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Like it was something. It was like their great sports hope had returned. It was amazing.
You know what was also great about St. Patrick's Day yesterday? It did not fall on the weekend of March Madness. It was fantastic.
I usually like a St. Patrick's Day celebration. I was busy yesterday.
I don't object to the actual St. Patrick's Day. I just object to it being during March Madness when, you know, debauchery takes over and nobody has any of the games on.
Somebody please fix the internet?
Yeah, let's get to the real important stuff, Robbie. Bradley.
Oh, the Braves.
Boom. Look at him. He is hot and ready. He is hot and ready. Okay, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure you're on your toes. Because you know, it's March Madness time. This is when we really need to know.
Colgate. Iona.
Oh, the Colgate's the Raiders. Iona's the Gales.
Jesus. Jeez. Wow, he really is.
Colgate. Donald Foyle went to Colgate.
It's like... Don't let them tell you.
Wait, I think maybe this year we make it a little bit harder.
Conferences.
No.
My God. You can't determine that. You don't,
I was going to say he has to name an alum from
former
player from each.
No. All I need to know, Northern Kentucky.
They are the Norse.
Jesus.
If you guys don't know, like, this was the first superpower we ever knew Robbie had. Before the degeneracy, before Magnificent Seven and Robbie's draft room, the first thing we ever learned about Robbie really as a person was that he could name any mascot name for any school in the college tournament.
We even had callers calling in.
It's amazing. He's a superhero.
The boss used to just call him in the studio.
Yeah, middle of the show.
In the middle of the show and just ask him, just, Robbie.
Like, Canisius. And I'd be like, hey, Golden Griffins.
I can't believe it.
Starting to wonder what the hell does he do in his off time?
Yeah, you guys don't want to know.
No, see, here's the thing: I don't think like he takes time studying. I just think like
he knows.
He just knows.
It's like the doctor hitting you on the knee. Like it's just a reaction,
right?
Wofford,
they are the Terriers.
Jeez. Of course they are.
He's amazing.
The Terriers.
All right, well, how
big bad of a mascot are you if you're just the Terriers?
Respect, though. At least you're not like one of the nine teams Eagles or Wildcats.
If you go
Eagles, Wildcats, or Tigers, you're a lazy bastard.
Beast, I believe your boys from Boston University are also the Terriers.
They are.
All right. Well, we got an exciting show today because...
Not really my boys, but...
We're giving away a pair of tickets to Chris Bosh retirement game. He is getting his jersey raised to the rafters in just over a week, next Tuesday against the Orlando Magic. And we are going to have a pair of tickets to give away every single day during the show this week. So you guys want to be listening for that. You want to be listening for the cue to call, which is going to be a Chris Bosh highlight. Listen for that Chris Bosh highlight, and that is your cue to call into the contest line. And the first caller to get through will be able to win themselves some Chris Bosh retirement jersey day tickets right here on the show. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, obviously, we start with the most important news, and that is in the world of quarterbacking. Because we had some big...
We got new Yosemite Sam!
No, that's not where I was going. I was going that Cade Weldon is transferring from the...
Really? Wait, question.
Yeah.
Is it news if the guy never played?
He got suspended.
Was suspended.
Did we ever find out why? And now, that he's gone, can you spill the beans?
It was four games. It was a big one.
That's got to be... I don't know. I don't want to guess.
What, did he have micro-wrestling going on in his dorm room? Like, what the hell was going on?
Four games seems like he made a puff, but I don't really know.
With the weed thing?
Maybe.
Yeah. So stupid.
It is so stupid. Anywho. Yeah, we will get to the other quarterback thing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but we will start with the Miami Heat taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
Watch, he messes around and goes 10-6.
Not possible.
In OKC.
You see this offensive line? Not possible.
14 needs, and that still remains, even with Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's still at 14 needs.
So I guess we're
you still count quarterback?
Doing that.
Yeah, quarterback is still a need, yes.
Justice Winslow is still listed as day-to-day. Now, Russell Westbrook is suspended because of technical fouls.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a good break.
Wait. He'd have a chance tonight.
Question. Is it really?
Question.
Yeah.
Would you rather deal with George or Russell Westbrook?
Westbrook.
Right.
Oh, I'd rather deal with Westbrook. No doubt.
I'd rather deal with Westbrook, because he can't hit the broadside of a bar.
I'll take any help I can get, because I know what's happening tonight, and that is that Stevie Adams is, and I love Bam Adebayo, but he's taking his lunch money, because he does time.
Well, yeah. Stevie Adams is a monster.
I'm pretty sure the Heat stayed in that haunted hotel.
It's one of the few times where you look at that matchup and go,
not
athleticism
today.
Does not mean much.
OKC favored by 5.5, for those interested.
So why can't Hassan just
walk? He'd always get killed in Oklahoma City.
I don't know, man. He destroys us.
Hassan got to go in there tough. He's supposed to be a big
cover
guy.
Paul George. He made 10 threes last time.
This seems like a Hassan Whiteside three fouls in the first quarter situation.
He's coming off the bench.
I don't know. Yeah, he's coming off
the
bench.
Well, that's true. Okay, you're right.
Wait, he can still do it now.
Yeah, he could.
He might get two on Bam and Whiteside.
By the way, how about James Johnson finding himself again?
Yeah, it's good to see.
What was that face you made?
It's good to see.
Justice was out. Somebody just stepped up.
I'm not going to get crazy about it. It's been kind of a rough year for JJ. So, let's kind of keep it going.
Kinda. Wait. How many times did you trade him?
There's no ice cream sandwich.
You traded him a bunch. Well, he's untradeable.
James Johnson?
Yeah.
Never.
Can't trade him.
Too afraid.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
Just dress up in a basketball hoop, he wouldn't be able to hit you.
Vontaze Burfict cut by the Bengals. That's all I got for you.
Ooh,
did he do something else?
Wait.
Or just being Vontaze Burfict?
That is Raider material.
Yeah.
Woo!
Raider or Cowboy?
He got it cheap.
I think he had a bunch of injury issues. He had health issues.
He was banged up, and he also had a couple of suspensions.
Man, let me tell you about this Jerry Jones.
You saw him?
Did you see him?
I did see him. I saw him. Well, this was weird. So I just came back from Dallas. I was there for Spence and Garcia.
Yep.
And
what?
Oh, Errol Spence.
It was whooping.
Dominated.
I didn't see the fight, but I saw the scorecards.
Out on all the scorecards. You never hear that. Yeah. You got even a judge will find a curve round where they're like, nope, 120-108 across the board, beaten.
Yeah. It was even 120-107.
Yeah, he didn't even knock him down. One ref gave him a 10-8 round. That's rare in boxing.
Early on, wasn't there? Because I didn't see the fight. I was just reading the live blog as it was happening. Wasn't there he got kind of punched hard and wobbled a little bit?
Nah.
Or is the dude on CBS just making that up?
He must have had a bad view because no.
Okay.
Maybe he was looking up at the monitor at the split second. He didn't get a lick on him.
So keep in mind, I can't see any Heat games. Because I'm in Orlando area, and a lot of the stuff you're watching, I don't have access to.
Right.
So I'm merely,
he's following through our text.
From that came in last week.
Oh.
See, I have no idea.
Here's what happened with him. This is crazy. I was at the Dallas Stars hockey game that night, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm following Titan on Twitter, Titan FC's Twitter account, to see what's happening. And I see this tweet, and it says, Our main event has been canceled. Juan Puerta has been disqualified by the Florida State Athletic Commission.
Oh.
And I'm like, huh? Mind you, the fight is about to go on.
Right.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. They've done all the fights. It's time for the main event. Everybody came to see it. All right? And the commission goes and they say, we're not letting him fight. He's disqualified. And this is just out there. Just like sitting. Like, what do you mean? Like the Lex had to walk into the cage and he has like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement. We won't have a main event tonight. Our champion isn't allowed to compete. So apparently he also, speaking of weed, had a marijuana test that popped, I guess, at the weigh-ins because, you know, a promotion like Titan's not huge. It's not like the UFC. They don't have round-the-clock testing. So your only test is what you could, probably at the weigh-ins or on fight night. So I don't know how much weed was there, like if it came back green in his urine or something like that, and they're just like, listen, this guy can't fight. I don't know what to tell you. But because he had marijuana in his system, wouldn't let him fight. So they called off the main event.
That's stupid. That's not like in that sport.
I know.
Wait, I always wonder about this. If you're in a state where it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Medicinally.
Yeah. Okay. Like, how hard? Whatever. If you're in a state that it's legal medicinally, mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and use the proper terminology.
Mm-hmm.
How can you?
Commissions can still ban substances. If they
I know. I'm familiar with some of those commissions.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was one of the craziest things. Like, I was just like, man, what happened? Like, did he fight somebody? It's kind of odd. Like, did they find something?
So he was fighting a shrimp.
Yeah, he was fighting the little dude, 4'11".
No, I know.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let him fight.
Let me tell you.
I don't think they stripped him, though. I don't think they took, I don't think Titan took his title away.
I'm going to tell you like this.
This means he can't
we
come
We saw
in.
That guy.
Yeah.
We saw the little guy knock somebody out in 4.8 seconds, right? And I start thinking about, like, Lord of the Rings or something like that, and I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that guy.
Well, getting back to Dallas, so I went to, I went on fight night, and so, you know, the one thing I always, that kind of sucks about going to boxing events live is the spacing. Because, like, you know, a lot of these fights were not going the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that sucked about this is they have this giant screen, boys. Like, I don't know if you've heard of AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World. They have a giant TV.
Yeah, we know.
And they're, like, not even showing anything in the midst. They're not showing, like, packages of, like, 24/7 or any of the lead-up.
What's on there? Just
it just says PBC pay-per-view, Fox.
There's a still picture.
With just music. There's just nothing going on. So the co-main event, I guess they were hoping it was going to go long. It did not. It lasted two rounds. And so they're trying to get the fighters wrapped up. Usually they got big, they got huge entrances that were coming out. Like Mikey Garcia came out with a giant mariachi band and dancers. And Errol Spence came out with a marching band, an entire marching band.
Yeah, yeah.
So at one point, they just have Jerry Jones go into the ring. He brings all of the Cowboys, and they're just waving to the crowd. Then Floyd Mayweather comes into the ring with Jerry Jones, and he has so many chains on.
Of course.
Like, Leroy, look how many chains Floyd Mayweather had on his neck. It was something. Because he's so rich. You know, that's just what he should
do. For now.
Forever. Forever. He's going to be rich forever. He will, if he's allowed to just do fake fights for $10 million a pop, I think he'll be all right. But he walks in. I mean, look at all of this jewelry that he's wearing.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's...
You might as well have an anaconda
around
your neck.
Look how big his teeth are.
Yeah.
Like, that's some big, like, new teeth.
Manny Pacquiao's there at the side. But it's this weird thing where they're just like all like, hey, we're just in the ring. They're not addressing the crowd or anything. It's just like, hey, famous people in the ring. Let people look at you.
Right.
So they're in there and, okay, they kind of run out of things to do. And Jerry Jones and Floyd are chopping it up. And finally the main event starts. But there was just nothing going on for a lot
of
this
event. Did they have any part of the stadium curtained off?
Just the very, very top. But they sold like 50,000 for a boxing event.
Jesus.
That's crazy big.
They did that.
The boxing, when stuff was going on, the atmosphere was tremendous. It's just, there was just a lot of downtime, which is cool because I got to see.
We had like last time we went to Vegas,
right?
We had an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah. Those are all getting floored too.
Right.
They even brought in the fluffer fights because they have like little, they'll have a fight that goes on after the main event and then they'll have an in-between fight. You guys are kind of just on standby. You got to fight when they tell you to go fight.
Yeah, I was noticing when watching the post game on Fox, there was a fight going on in the background as they're talking about the fight.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's to deter everybody from leaving at the same time. I don't know. I don't really know the purpose of
it. Oh, yeah, traffic.
Why don't you have the main event? Everybody's gone.
Yeah, everybody's, it was gone. And I was there.
So 50,000.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that screen is so distracting.
I guess it's for people to chase after they lose on the main event. You could chase on the fights afterwards.
I mean, yes. I'm sure there's some
gambling
of that, too.
Action.
Well, no, you can't even. That's the other thing. Why wouldn't they have these fights in Vegas? It's not like you can't really do anything and can't bet on it.
I would guess that they just has to determine if they think they could get the Vegas fat cats to want to pay for it.
Right.
You know, I think that's just what it comes down to. I mean, Errol Spence is from Dallas.
Yeah,
that's
but it wasn't there a hometown connection? That's what I was saying.
He's from Dallas, and then every Mexican person from Dallas was there to support Mikey Garcia.
Right.
So
I will tell you, and this is what I've learned from the fight game. If you are Mexican or Irish, wherever you fight, there's going to be a bunch of flags.
Yep.
And there's going to be music and singing and dancing.
Well,
the whole night.
You know, that was another thing that I liked because Errol Spence, I've only heard him speak like, you know, he does these hits on Showtime, but I went to his entire post-fight press conference and he sat up there and he kind of like held court for like a good 25 minutes. And he's like, people asked him like, well, did you feel disrespected at all that like all these, this is supposed to be your hometown fight and you had all these people root for Mikey Garcia? He goes, hell no, I didn't feel disrespected. He goes, I root for the black fighter every time. I'm like, I like this dude. He's like, Mexican people are supposed to root for Mexican people. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Now that's, you know what? That's like honest and it's,
I was like, you know what? This dude sold me. You got me as a fan, man.
Guess what? Tell me that's not what sells Pacquiao or Mayweather.
100%.
Oh.
No,
the
culture division in boxing has been because
that's your guy. Your guy usually from the hood, usually came up rough. Yeah, man.
Mayweather McGregor,
100%.
Yes. Oh, but let me tell you something.
They were shameless about that.
Even black folks don't mess with hooligans.
Oh,
well, hey.
Speaking of
because
hooligans.
There's no black folks trying to climb the lion in front of the MGM.
Oh man, we got so much stuff to get to from this fight weekend because our boy Jorge Masvidal.
Oh yeah,
he had himself a weekend.
Yeah,
got himself two victories,
two for one
in the ring, and then kicked somebody's ass outside of the ring. A guy he dubbed as a hooligan.
Really
unbelievable. But we also get to the Dolphins and all that stuff. He got a win. Lots to get to. A lot to recap on a Monday. We're back after this.
I'm a fireball.
All right, welcome back. Keep on listening today, everybody, as we have a pair of tickets to give away to Heat and Magic next week. That is when Chris Bosh will get his jersey raised to the rafters. If you listen for the Chris Bosh highlight, we'll play that sometime during the show. That is your cue to call. On the contest line, you can program that on your phone right now, 786-534-0790. Don't call right now. I'm not telling you to call right now. I'm saying when you hear the Chris Bosh highlight, that is your cue to call.
Question.
Radio contest.
You think sometimes when I think of how Chris Bosh was right here, he got a raw deal.
How so?
Well, just because of he had to make the biggest adjustment of all the three.
Well, he did, and then he didn't, because then he got his max, you know.
No, but no, the max, look, don't. The max and what he had to do and what everybody thought of him,
mm-hmm.
right? Of the three, people were harder on Bosh than LeBron or
well, it's there's
or Wade.
Bringing this up is interesting because, you know, Wade had these comments this week to the LA Times where he talked about, he thought about retiring during that era. He said, my knees were in so much pain. I didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And so that's why when Chris Bosh got maxed, you know, you're like, oh, he's going to be the one who naturally takes the bigger load. Like, he's going to be the feature guy. And Wade will still be, like, you know, sparingly and in clutch time. That's when Wade will show up. But, you know, Chris Bosh, you always thought was going to age the better one out of the two
of
them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
The game, His three-point shot evolving. You know, he is the ideal modern big man. It's just, you know, a medical fluke took that all away.
How come every time you say D-Wade can't shoot the three, he makes like three?
I don't know.
It's, every the time you think of it, right?
Yeah,
it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, it's been so cool. This has been a great last season for him. It's been a lot of fun. And the braids look good now. They got it all put together. What are you talking about? That's a good look.
I don't see, like, here, let me put it this way. How can I put this without trying to sound ridiculous? I'm going to say this.
Better you than me.
When I see D-Wade, I think of elegant, well-spoken.
Put together.
Fashion. Guy. Actress, wife.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think of cornrows because then I'm thinking of, you know, like James Johnson kicking somebody in the throat.
Yep.
You know, bout it.
You're the best. Look at that.
Right? So
UD.
That's right.
Oh, sure, you said cornholes.
Just in case, I got rid of it.
You dumped that?
What? You guys brought it out. I didn't think.
I didn't say it like you dumped it.
You know what that is?
You don't have to dump out of that. It's a game.
Well, I couldn't take that chance.
Wait. Jesus. Robbie.
Look, I come to whenever there's a controversial word, there's two decisions that go through my mind. Let it go and face up consequences, or dump it and minor consequences.
I thought you were going to hit minus one on yourself. You didn't. You just took away 7 seconds of our radio show.
Yeah.
Minus one.
I do deserve the minus one.
Yeah, but nobody knows what you... All right.
I probably shouldn't have dumped that, but I was weighing the two outcomes. Let it go and get ridiculed for it, or don't let or dump it, and then be minor infraction.
That's what our show is. We ridicule each other.
Can I just say...
A minus a seven-second loss or like a super fine from the FCC?
Right? The order of... the order of which... We are scared of what somebody says, right? It goes Robbie, me, then Beast, then Mr. I Don't Care, Tobin.
Totally don't care.
Right. We're winging it. Wait, no, what?
That's a terrible me. Don't do that again. That's not my... Stop.
Huh?
That's not... I don't sound like that. I don't sound
like
that.
You just made
like
him sound like Goldhammer.
Nor do you sound like Jay Ajayi, but we let that slide.
You just made him sound like Goldhammer.
What was that? Don't do that again.
Horrible.
Oh, Goldhammer must be late after the OBJ news.
What else did I miss this weekend, boys?
You missed.
Like, this is a new quarterback.
By the way, I was kind of spot on that
golf.
Yeah,
You nailed the field.
The field, yeah.
Who did I win my pick? Did
Ricky Fowler tanked on Sunday.
You missed Friday when Tobin was in Dallas and I was at the Hard Rock and Tannehill got traded in the middle of the show. So that was a thing. And then, all of a sudden, we got Ryan Fitzmagic.
I promise you, this is how this works. Ryan Fitzpatrick was coming here before they got rid of Ryan Tannehill.
Probably.
Well, there is no way you can go 2 seconds without a quarterback.
This seemed like,
you look like a clown.
No, it seemed like the tier was, I don't know who was first, Tyrod Taylor or Teddy Bridgewater. One of those was probably plan A.
Yeah, they had a plan.
Of the three, the best quarterback, and I'm talking about the best quarterback for winning is Tyrod Taylor.
I don't disagree
right,
with that.
Right, but they didn't get him.
Right. No, okay.
The most interesting to me was Teddy Bridgewater.
Right. But I think you would have been...
But what is it?
Look, I'm not rooting for this, but I think if the Dolphins would have signed Teddy Bridgewater, you'd have been disappointed.
Yeah, but what does it say about the Dolphins that Teddy Bridgewater decided to stay as a backup in New Orleans?
Doesn't want to get killed by the offensive line.
Because here, let me explain to you why you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in football, you have to understand where you are,
mm-hmm.
not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of the length of time that he hasn't played and the spots that he got an opportunity to play, maybe he figures, you know what, let me spend another year so that when I do become a quarterback, I can sustain it.
Yeah, and let's not act like if the Dolphins actually invested real money in him, he wouldn't have come here. Like, the Dolphins were going to say, hey, he's like, you get an incentive deal, be the starter, and prove yourself. And he's like,
well.
I would say he got, what, didn't get like?
He got a $7 million.
$7 million, of which the Dolphins are paying $5 million.
No.
What? No, you're thinking of Tannehill.
You're thinking of Tannehill.
Oh, Tannehill. Sorry, my bad.
But again, to back up and be in one of the most prolific offenses in the league?
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
And I think we've seen with backup quarterbacks, you don't need a huge window of success to go then get paid a real contract.
It, unlike the other quarterbacks, you talk about Flynn, Scott Mitchell back in the day.
Mike Glennon.
Could it be Nick Foles?
He was a starting quarterback. So it's not like those guys.
Right.
But it's just been a while.
For him.
I like the fact that he did that.
I would have just liked, I just like it as a story. I think it would have been cool. You might be right. It would have been disappointed, but it would have been cool that the hometown kid starting for the Miami Dolphins.
Absolutely.
See what the prospect is. Tyrod Taylor would have bored me the most because I don't think he's very enjoyable to watch. Fitzpatrick is going to be a beautiful disaster.
See, here's...
Whoa! No, there's people though that think that Ryan Fitzpatrick will win like 5 games, which is too much to get you the first pick.
I will tell you this. There's only one other guy that excited you like this. Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be, except he, I mean, Fitzpatrick is not going to say. Here's the problem. Fitzpatrick is really smart.
Ivy League guy. Very smart.
Ivy League guy. So he's not going to handle himself like Jay Cutler.
Do you know that Ryan Fitzpatrick is older than Jay Cutler?
I didn't know that. But here's the thing. I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick, this is like, he makes up for his smarts. This is his wild side. You know, like, you ever heard his crazy speeches or the fact that he dresses like Conor McGregor or the fact that he's a gunslinger and he likes to just heave the ball all over the field? This is where he gets to break out from being nerd boy. Like, he likes to sow his oats out on the field, and it's going to be awful to watch. I can't wait.
Well, could it be fun and awful? Is that possible?
Oh, it's going to be wonder awful.
I'm just telling you, when we come in here on Monday after a Dolphins game and everybody in South Florida is going to be happy with tanking, right? Don't come in here bitching and complaining about the quarterback play.
Nope.
Okay? I'm telling you right now.
We should take oaths.
Right now, everybody in South Florida wants to tank.
Yeah.
Don't call here. Don't, when I see you on the street, complain about how bad the Dolphins are.
I agree.
Because guess what? He might throw for 5 touchdowns.
We should put our hands on this helmet.
But we don't quite know what team he's going to throw
for. We should put our hands on this helmet and take an oath.
I don't need to take the oath. You're the only one needs to take the oath.
I don't want, why do I only have to take the oath? I thought we're a team here.
Yeah, all for one, one for all.
We take an oath as I solemnly swear we'll
Instagram live.
Why don't we do this next segment?
Okay.
If
you guys want to see us take the oath, the Dolphins oath this year, we will swear on this Dolphins helmet that we will not complain about how Ryan Fitzpatrick plays quarterback this year.
No, First of all, he has to come in here and take the oath.
Your miss needs to be on this helmet more than anything.
Why would I do that?
He would be number one.
No, because you know what you'll do. I know you. Woo! I know you.
What? He's not the coach anymore. I got nothing to rip.
The show, you're going to hand Robbie some notes, and you're not going to say nothing, but he's going to be guns a-blazing
No. Look, if he's a disaster, I'm going to say he's a disaster. I'm not going to be mad about it.
You knew he was going to.
Of course. I want to talk. And quite frankly, how about this, boys? I think the Dolphins should have an insurance policy, and I'll tell you about it next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you all together again. It's happy to be back. All right.
Are we ready to do this?
We're ready to do this. Okay, so before the break, we said that we were going to go on Instagram Live, which we are now. You guys can go to the Ticket Miami on Instagram if you guys want to check us out. I am going to take a Dolphin oath.
We are all going to take this oath.
One thing first.
Yeah.
We have to establish this beforehand. Because this was a huge argument during the break.
Uh-huh.
Because we're taking an oath that we won't bash Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right. We'll get to that. Don't. You're leapfrogging right now. Let me get to this.
Well, because he's...
You're leapfrogging.
Nope.
Trust me. You are. Okay? Now, Beast, will you be the honor? Because I'm going to be the one to take this initial oath.
I will gladly film you.
I'll Nope. Yeah, I'll do it at the same time.
Same time?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to read it?
No, I'm reading
it. You know, repeat after me.
Well, you're not going to take it. You're a Patriots fan.
Like, I'll take it. I won't bash
you. I got to do it, too.
You want to come in here, Robbie?
Yeah, I'll go in there and do
it. Come on in. Robbie's going to come in here, too.
Okay, wait. Well, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to repeat it. And you repeat after me.
But yours is going to be so insincere. Like, you're a Boston fan.
No, but he's not telling
I'm just reading it for you to repeat after me.
Yeah, yeah. No. We're taking an
I'm the Supreme Court Justice.
We are taking an oath.
I'm the Supreme Court Justice.
We're taking an oath that we will not rip Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Robbie, you have to go over to the other side.
To get us ready for the football season. Oh,
no.
Okay, wait.
All right, repeat after me.
I.
State your name.
State your name.
Brendan Tobin. Do solemnly swear. That I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick. For his poor football play. For his frequent interceptions. For the lack of wins this season. So help me, football gods. Marino be with you.
And
also with you.
What's
wrong with that? Why does that need any... What is wrong with that oath?
Because I feel that I am obligated because of the coaching situation, right?
Uh-huh.
And the fact that we bring a first-time coach in right after the team announces we're tanking for Tua, I don't want to have the coach being thrown under the bus either.
But what if he stinks?
What if he makes a bad coaching decision?
Wait. Hold on.
I'm not holding
anything. How can you tell if the coach stinks if the player stinks?
I'm glad you brought that up. Gase, the player stunk last year, but Gase also stunk. Right. He knew that his players were no good, but he would make play calls as if his players were good.
Right.
Example, punting on 4th and 4 from the 50-yard line when he knows his defense can't stop anybody. Giving up on the game, quote-unquote.
Not boxed in.
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
You've been boxed in.
See, you know where I was never boxed in? Sarasota.
You want to know why this is what upsets me about it? Okay. You want me to add stuff to my oath because you know I'm the hottest taker of them all on this show.
You were the guy.
No. So you want me to put all these caveats and clauses into my contract with the football gods? And I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not going to also add, do solemnly swear to refrain ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Dolphins organization, and Brian Flores and Chris Greer.
I didn't say Chris Greer.
Why does Chris Greer get to get ripped?
He's responsible for what's on the field.
You said the entire Dolphins organization.
Yeah, but he's responsible for what's on the field. He wants this year to be terrible.
This is a very limited oath.
All right.
Very limited oath.
But I'm telling you. All critiques and all bitching and moaning will be under further review.
It's a Fitzpatrick oath. Whatever. No. Minus one.
Two things.
Minus one.
Is there going to be some sort of show off over Fitzmagic?
What do you mean?
Because of Minka and Ryan.
Oh, I mean, it would be a very cool move if they started doing stuff together. Because I believe Fitzpatrick is the reason Minka didn't get that patent.
Correct.
So it would be kind of swell if they were to go into business together, the two Fitzmagics.
Like the cupcake guys?
Yeah. Like they open up a magic shop or
something. Like Fitzmagic cereal and both of them are on the box?
That should be the cover of the media guide this year. Should be the two Fitzmagics.
Already? You putting them on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who else are you going to put on the cover?
The face of the franchise. He's the most famous Dolphin right now.
Who would you put on the cover?
Xavier Howard.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Kenny Stills. Kenyon Drake. Albert Wilson.
Not Wilson. He didn't play last year.
I don't know, man. I'm just telling you that I think we're in a position right now where, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the face of the team. And he's a symbol. That's why we take the oath. And the oath is strong. The bond is strong right now.
What are the penalties
for violating the oath?
Oh, good question. I don't know. What are
minus one?
Dartboard of Doom?
Yes.
Minus one, no. Dartboard of Doom.
I agree.
Dark Board of Doom.
Have the oath on playback.
You go. Wait. First you go to court.
No.
First you go to court.
But it's an immediate Dark Board of Doom.
Yes. It's no setup.
Immediate.
Okay. So we have an immediate kangaroo court.
Yes.
Yes.
To decide if you are guilty or innocent.
You have to come up, Robbie, you're going to have to come up with a sounder, like with the gavel.
I have to. I know us. I know all of you. And I know myself. There's no chance that anybody's found innocent, right?
None. I mean,
it's a very biased jury.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, but wait, are we allowed to bring up facts? Like, on Monday after the Dolphins lose,
you are not allowed to use the phrase "facts is facts." So let's just say,
let's spitball here. Like, let's say Ryan Fitzpatrick has what, like a 7 interception game,
or he throws a game losing interception in the end zone.
We're like, oof, that's bad.
Yeah, like that. Like we could say that was a bad interception, but we're not complaining about having Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't think we can, because I think the way we're supposed to do this, Robbie, is we're supposed to be like, that was a great interception. Hashtag tank for Tua. I think that's what we're supposed to do.
You can't say, hey, that was a poor decision, but Ryan Fitzpatrick still has my support.
Yeah, you can't be like, hey, I'm not complaining about having Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback. You could preface it by saying, but that was a bad interception in the red zone.
That one play, that was a poor decision, but I still am totally in back of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Uh-oh! Another caveat, thanks to the texter. The term, just throwing it out there,
cannot be used.
In a Fitzpatrick.
That wasn't in the oath.
No. Rewrite the oath.
Now let's just put this out there. Let's just throw it out there. It's not really ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's, in fact, putting him in a positive light. If he does have one of those runs like he did in the first 3 weeks of the season, you got to have a backup plan. And that backup plan needs to be Blake Bortles. I'm serious. Right now, the Dolphins should be on the horn with Blake Bortles' agent. He's the backup bomb. So, for example, if Ryan Fitzpatrick were on the bomb squad and he were able to cut the little wire that snips the bomb from blowing up, you need a backup detonator so this tank doesn't get ruined, and it needs to be Blake Bortles.
So if
two bombs on one team.
So if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts...
He's playing too well.
Actually, he plays too well.
So you have the timer.
You pull him.
But you got to have a manual. You got to have a manual switch.
You pull them.
Correct.
In order to break glass in case of emergency situation.
Yes.
Hey, somebody just called me Uncle Tom.
Why?
About the D-Wade stuff. You guys know what I was trying to explain.
We know.
It had nothing to... That guy's...
All of these wonderful texts on the text line, 67974, brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com.
It's funny. I don't care. Like...
Texts are... A texter writes in also that please stop with the whole tank for Tua thing. Tua is going to suck. Look, this was the first show that brought this up. We are worried that he is lefty. We don't know.
No, that's you. I don't care if he's lefty. He can throw,
and they don't need to get the first overall pick. They can get the second or third overall pick and get a guy like Justin Herbert, who might be better than Tua. I don't even know if Tua is worth tanking for. Now, Trevor Lawrence, on the other hand, in 2021, full tank. But this year, I'm not so sure I want to tank for Tua.
Well, maybe we could get into the
You want to go 2 years?
You only have to take 1 year to get the first overall pick.
Maybe we could get into the business of getting Trevor Lawrence eligible for this year's draft.
Ooh.
How can we do that? Now we're talking.
Make him ineligible at Clemson?
Yeah.
No, they still make you sit out.
Yeah.
Who's the running back from Ohio State?
Clarette.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Ohio State and tattoos and whatnots. They trade their bowl stuff soon as they get off the plane.
We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.